Welcome to Power Play on the day when federal court judge Robin Camp was forced to resign just ahead of a parliamentary firing. He'd made some profoundly destructive comments undermining public confidence in the judiciary. Our MPs discussed the justice who scolded a sexual assault victim for failing to keep her knees together. Okay, also on the show today, a conservative senator is facing demands she be fired for suggesting residential schools performed good deeds from well-intentioned religious teachers. The Indigenous Affairs Minister shares her view in minutes. The peacekeeping mission is in limbo. Tax breaks for combat duty could be restored, and overdue compensation for military cadets affected by a deadly grenade explosion 4 decades ago. All that is military material for an interview with the defense minister in about half an hour. And the prime minister has faced 2 party revolts in the last 24 hours. A favored candidate for a prize liberal nomination was defeated, and a bill Justin Trudeau opposed was passed with deep liberal MP support. Our press gallery weighs in. But first, clean drinking water may be a birthright across Canada with some notable exceptions. There are 71 long-term boil water advisories in 48 First Nations. Today, the government targeted its $1.8 billion water cleanup budget over a longer term. The Minister of Indigenous Affairs joins me in the studio to discuss this and other issues under her department. Welcome to the show, Minister.
Great to be back.
$1.8 billion. Can you meet the target to have this whole mess cleaned up in 5 years?
Yes. I mean, we really do believe we can, because working with First Nations on real plans, and the exciting part about Budget 2016 was it gave us a 5-year dedicated funds for this, and in the past it was only 2 years, and it meant that there was a feasibility study, and then when the money ran out they couldn't do anything, and then when the money came back they had to do another feasibility study. So the average length of time to get a water system up and running from pre-design to design is about 3 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. So because of this commitment of the dollars that we think we're going to get it done, we also are committing to the operating and maintenance dollars, because
that's the problem, isn't it?
Always got people into trouble, but also to be able to get some of the community members, the young guys that would like to be a plant operator, get them trained up, and then add the technology that allows some of the distance monitoring, like almost all of Alberta is. I think we got a plan. And we're going to stand up a website so Canadians can watch with us the progress we're making, because as the finance minister says, that got the biggest applause in his post-budget speeches last year was when he said he was going to dedicate these dollars for clean drinking water.
So if in 5 years you're still Indigenous Affairs Minister and I have you back on this show and you haven't done this, you'll have failed?
Yes.
And I can tell you that. Okay. I do want to move along, because there's other issues, and I don't have you as often as I'd like, but Conservative Senator Lynn Bayek sort of made some weird comments on residential schools. You and I have had this chat about residential schools and how horrible the conditions were and what the goal was, assimilation, and she says they're well-intentioned counselors and that they actually did good deeds. What's your reaction to that?
The whole purpose of residential school and the intention of it, so there wasn't anything well-intentioned about taking the Indian out of the child. Mm-hmm. So make disallowing language and culture, having kids grow up not knowing that they should be proud Indigenous people, has had devastating effects, and generations of Indigenous people are still paying for the damage, the trauma, and this you know, unbelievable effects and damage of having not been allowed to grow up with their families. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, as you know, the theme of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was for the child that was taken, but for the parent left behind. These communities were devastated when all the children left, and it is what the Prime Minister's apology in 2008 was all about.
So how do you characterize what the Senator's saying then?
I characterize it as wrong, ill-informed, but hurts people. Mm-hmm. That so many Canadians still don't understand that terrible chapter in our life.
I know the NDP MP, Romo Saganash, is suggesting the government should fire. You really don't have that within your power. They're a separate chamber. But should she be asked to resign? Is that something, is this a free speech thing and you just say you got to accept that?
Well, I think it reminds us how much education we've got to do and whether parliamentarians should have a deeper orientation process, whether, again, I think that I'm hearing questions as to whether that's an appropriate committee for her to sit on. But I think that, as with genuine apologies, those have to come from the heart. Even the Truth and Reconciliation Agreement couldn't demand an apology because, again, then it's not really an apology.
Now, very quickly, are you satisfied with the progress the inquiry and the inquiry into murdered and missing Aboriginal women and girls is going? It seems to be going very slowly.
And I think they recognize everybody's impatient. I think we did explain at the beginning that this wasn't starting from scratch because there'd been a lot of reports and inquiries before, and therefore that there needed to be time to study all of those and develop a work plan that wasn't duplicating previous efforts and how they go forward. So I certainly understand the impatience of the families and of the survivors, but I think that the commissioners are fantastic, and I think that the legal counsel, Susan Vella and Krista Bigknew, are impressive, and I think are giving families some really confidence that this is going to be done in a good way and in the right way, and we'll get the job done.
We're getting impatient, but you're right. All right, Minister, thanks for coming by. I appreciate this.
Thank you.
Well, a disgraced federal court judge just barely missed being fired by parliamentary resolution today as he quit rather than fight to prevent his removal from the bench. After the break, our MPs discuss that. And